Okay, what is the cause by which karma comes into play? Anyone wants to try?
If there's some bad karma that's sort of ready to ripen, and if that person's behavior or his lifestyle at that time is conducive to that bad karma to ripen, then it can ripen.
Okay, good. At least someone tried. Anyone else? Driven by greed, hatred, and delusion. Okay. Anyone else?
I think it's all going back to our thought.
All right. Thanks. Okay, so we got three answers. The lifestyle of a person that conduces to bad karma ripening. The second one says it's greed, hatred, and delusion. The third one says that it's thought itself. Let's see what the Buddha says. The Buddha gives a very simple answer. He says, contact. Contact is the cause and condition for karma to arise. Contact is the most basic of all things. Remember what contact is? Contact is the confluence of your sense organ, the sense object, and the sense consciousness. Because of contact, only will there be karma. Because of contact, only will you be aware of what's happening. And when you're aware of what's happening, then you react to it. Isn't it? So, this is a very basic cause. If there was no contact, then you wouldn't know anything. Right? Once you don't perceive anything, what karma is there to create? Okay, so this is the answer to that.